when you imagine that man, and I think we should, because that is an innocent man. He was found totally innocent. No charges were brought against him. And so he is handcuffed. This is the situation he's in. He's handcuffed. An officer confirms in that recording that he strangled them. So he's strangling an innocent man.
Absolutely.
And then he's using the N-word towards him. And then he's calling his mother a whore.
It's bizarre. And, you know, this is where, I mean, let me just put this into some context. The government statistics that are published from the Ministry of Justice show a disproportionality against young black men right across the spectrum. If you look at stop and search, arrest, who gets cautioned, length of sentences, if you look at the prison population, if you look at deaths in police custody, there's disproportionality right across the spectrum. So when you listen to this particular recording, it might actually help to explain how we arrive at this state of affairs in our system of justice in this country.
What needs to happen now?
Well, obviously, I mean, it's good that the CPS have decided to look at this again. I think they need to arrive at a decision very quickly. I think the leadership of both the Crown Prosecution Service and the Metropolitan Police need to come out and show some leadership around this issue, because there is a massive issue around public trust and confidence. I mean, we've got a situation in London where there is a concern about, you know, people coming forward and supporting the police around dealing with serious violence, particularly in the young population. And this isn't going to help in terms of people coming forward and supporting the police.
The bigger question, Charles, is whether this is an isolated incident or whether this is indicative of incidents that are happening around the country.
To be perfectly honest with you, I can only give you the testimony that I hear from people who come to the National Black Police Association, both from black members of the public and from black officers. And, you know, we hear this thing all the time. And I think it happens more often than we, you know, than society would want to admit that it happens.
Now, one second, because you're the president of the National Black Police Association. You're telling me that you hear that this happens. Do you think this happens all the time?
Well, unfortunately, you know, there are a number of cases, you know, certainly in the employment tribunal courts up and down this country.
Within our police force.
Absolutely, where, you know, police officers and police staff report grievances where, you know, sometimes this type of language, you know, is there in the narrative.
By their colleagues?
Absolutely. And, you know, often in employment tribunal cases, it's one person's word against the other. And in the absence of, you know, this type of evidence, this type of recording, you know, sometimes people find it difficult to believe these things happen.
Because someone who's arrested has no chance against the word of a police officer unless they have it recorded. That's the reality here. Whether they're innocent or guilty, they still have an entitlement not to be treated like this. And they have no chance against a police officer's word.
Absolutely. And you know, if you look at this from another perspective, why was the officer, even at the point where the Crown Prosecution Service decided not to prosecute, why wasn't that person disciplined? You know, what about the other officers who were involved? Why didn't they raise the issue? You know, I'm assuming that they didn't.
I just want to come back, Charles, to what you've just said to me. Give me a sense of how widespread you think this is, this type of behaviour.
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, it doesn't surprise me. This is, it's shocking and it's disturbing, but it's not surprising because, you know, when you work in the situation that I work, you do get to hear you know, testimony from officers and people from the public, particularly in the black community,